I want you to imagine this scene. You wake up in the middle of the night and your house is on fire. What would you do? You have time to save a few things out of your house. What would you save? I think first and foremost, we would save human life. We'd save ourselves. We'd also try to save our family members. If we had a little more time, we might grab some clothes or perhaps some money or our Bible or our cell phone or some valuable antique, something like that. What would you save? And it would all be a matter of priorities, wouldn't it? Not time to save everything. You'd have to be selective in what you save. And what we realize is there are some things that are extremely important, like human life. There are other things that are mildly important, like money. And then there are some things that are completely unimportant, like yesterday's newspaper. Every one of us today is living in a burning house. And what I mean by that is this. Our time on earth is running out for each one of us. We don't know how much time we have, but we know that our time is limited. And what I want to do this morning is just to talk about priorities. The fact that we're living on this earth and that our time is limited, how are we going to arrange priorities? Let me just begin by reminding us of Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, when the Hebrew writer says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." The time of our appointment has not been made, but the fact that each of us will die one day is certainly undeniable. Our time on earth will end, and we must choose, we do choose to do something with the time that we have remaining. What we will do with our time is all a matter of priorities, and again, we want to talk about that this morning. And as we begin talking about priorities, what I want to do is just list several things that a Christian might find himself doing at any given time. Not in any particular order, but here's some things that we might find ourselves doing. One is working, occupation. A second thing is praying. A third thing is assembling to worship. Another thing would be enjoying entertainment. Another thing would be teaching others or personal evangelism. Another thing would be studying the Bible. Another thing would be resting and eating. And the question is, how is a person to arrange all of these things in our lives? What priority should we give to these things? And I didn't place them on purpose. I did not place them or list them in any particular order. Yet in life, we have to list those in some kind of priority order. And what I want to ask, and I'm asking myself as well, is how would you list these things that I've just put on the board? Which of these things are extremely important? Which things are mildly important? And which things are really unimportant? Let me just help us in maybe making that list. Let's say that tonight, you are going to die at midnight. You have about 13 and a half hours to live. And your life is going to come to an end. How would you list those seven priorities that we placed on the screen if you knew you were going to die tonight at midnight? We're not talking about someone else. We're talking about you dying. Your name will be in the obituaries tomorrow, and by Wednesday, your body will be placed in the earth. Which of those things would be extremely important to you? Which would be mildly important? Which would be unimportant? Well, let me just start this way. If we knew that our life was going to end tonight at midnight, there would be some things that would be very unimportant. Our occupation really would be unimportant. You've seen your last day of work. You won't be going to work again, so your occupation would be unimportant. Entertainment. Entertainment just really has no place in our life. We're going to be dead tonight at midnight. When we think about resting and eating, you've slept your last night. You may eat a little bit, but that won't be the main thing on your mind. And resting, you don't have time to rest because in a little over 13 hours, you're going to be dead. How would you list those things? Here's some other things that would be of greater importance. Prayer would take on a completely, perhaps, different form in our life or have greater meaning to us in our life. We would certainly want to talk with the one who created us, the one who we will stand before and be judged. Some Christians might find themselves praying more today than they prayed in the last month. Because tonight, by midnight, you're going to be dead. What about worship services? If you knew you were going to be dead tonight at midnight, would you be back this evening at 5 o'clock? I dare say that all of us, if we knew we were going to be dead at midnight tonight, if there was any way we could be back tonight, we would be back. As a matter of fact, we might even suggest, why don't we just stay longer and worship? Why don't we just worship through the day? Because today is my last day to live. The song service would have new meaning. When you think about what Ephesians chapter 5 verse 19 teaches, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, I'm just quite sure everybody would be singing. We would be singing, praising God, teaching one another. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. We'd have no problem thinking of the words of the song. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there because my time is at hand. The Lord's Supper would have real meaning. I ask Jeff, if he would read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 this morning. Verse 23 says, "For I received from the Lord," Paul saying this to the Corinthian brethren, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When we observe the Lord's Supper, we wouldn't have any problem thinking about our Lord, remembering what He has done for us. Verse 25, "In the same manner He also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As we partook of the fruit of the vine, we wouldn't have any problem thinking about Jesus and the blood that He shed. He gave His lifeblood so that we might live spiritually. Verse 26, "For as often as you drink, as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes." We would be able to think about the Lord's death, and we would understand that we do this each Lord's Day as we're commanded, and in doing that, we're remembering the Lord's death, and we're also doing it remembering that one day He will come. Verse 27 says, "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." We would partake in a worthy manner. And again, I don't believe the idea is that somehow we become worthy. But we partake in a worthy manner, that is, we partake understanding. discerning what we're doing. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. When the collection plate is passed, you'll have no problem giving liberally. Because in 12, 13 hours, you won't have any need for money. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. The Bible says, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one of you give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." The preaching service would take on a different meaning. It might be that you were sitting on the edge of your seat thinking, well, maybe something will be said that I need to know. Personal work, teaching others, just really not a whole lot of time for that. You might go to that neighbor that you've intended to talk to for months or for years, and you might talk to that neighbor about their soul. Or you may go to a brother that you have sinned against and ask their forgiveness, or forgive someone who has asked your forgiveness that you've been holding a grudge against for years. There'd be no problem forgiving someone. In Matthew chapter 6 and verses 14 and 15, the Bible says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." And what you realize is you need forgiveness of your sins. Bible study. You won't be able to do that because you don't have what it takes for Bible study. What it takes is time. And you just have a few hours left to live. Let me change something. Instead of dying at midnight tonight, you're going to live another week. How would you arrange your priorities? Well, there would be some things that are still unimportant. Our occupation would still be unimportant. We might go to work, we might not, if we knew we were going to live a week. Entertainment, it's still, I just don't have a lot of time for that. Resting and eating, well, I'd probably need to eat some, and I'd need some rest, but that wouldn't take priority in my life. There are some things that would be extremely important. Bible study. You have some time now to study the Bible. You might find yourself studying your Bible more this past week than you have in a long time. And the interesting thing is, as you study your Bible for a week, you learn more. And personal work, you feel more comfortable going and speaking to someone about God's Word. Worship services. If the church met, you'd be there. If you knew by this time next week you were going to be dead. As a matter of fact, you might be wishing that we had a gospel meeting planned and that we met every single night, because this will be the last chance that I have to worship God and to show Him how much I love Him. Prayer. Again, we'd be praying an awful lot. It might could be said of us that we would be praying without ceasing. But you know, you may be thinking like I'm thinking. There may be a gnawing problem that you have. And what you may be thinking is, well, I wonder if God will accept this, knowing that I did it because my life would end in 1 week. I want to change this again. Instead of a few hours left to live, instead of a week left to live, suppose you now have a year to live. How would you arrange your priorities? Well, when I think about things that are extremely important, worship services would be extremely important. I would want to be with God's people every chance I got in a public way to worship, to assemble, to praise God. Personal work, that becomes extremely important. As a matter of fact, my friends and my neighbors, they begin to see a difference in my life, and they can tell that my priorities have changed, and I have now more opportunities to teach others. Bible study. I can't get enough of it. And by the end of the year, you've learned more than most 10 men learn in a lifetime. Because you have put Bible study as a priority in your life. And maybe for the first time in your life, you can read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, where Paul says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And you read that, and you're not ashamed because you have given diligence to the Word of God. Prayer. Prayer would be extremely important. A day wouldn't pass that you weren't praying to God. Or perhaps a day wouldn't pass that you weren't praying to God multiple times throughout the day. Mildly important. Occupation would take on some importance, but it would not by any means be the most important thing in my life. And again, resting and eating, you have to rest some, you have to eat some, but that would not take priority in my life. Or entertainment, I might do something occasionally, but again, that's not priority in my life. And you think about things that are fairly unimportant, entertainment, occasionally might do something, but that's just not important at all. I want to change our time one last time. The time now given is not a few hours, it's not 1 week, it's not 1 year, but you have a full 20 years to live. I want to raise this question. If you knew you would die 20 years from now, would you change your priorities? I think that's a question that all of us need to ask ourselves. If we knew that we were going to live for 20 years, would we change our priorities? Somebody might say, well, you know, 20 years, that's a long time. That would be 2037. A lot of time between now and 20 years from now. And our thinking might become, well, you know, I really don't need to get in such a rush. I mean, I have 20 years. I wonder, if we knew we had 20 years to live, how much would our priorities change? How would we arrange these seven things we've been talking about? We look at our occupation. Somebody says 20 years is a long time. I need to be sure to work and make a good living. I'm going to need a new car sometime. It's college, it's retirement. And then the Bible says somewhere about a man ought to work and provide for his family. Entertainment. Somebody says, I'm not going to work all the time. Need to have some time. How's that? All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Need to have some entertainment. Want to have some fun. Want to be well-rounded. Or maybe I've got my eyes on some land over here, and if I work hard enough, if I take enough overtime, or even if I work when I have the options of not working, if I work on the Lord's day, I can buy that land. I can build that cabin. I can buy that boat. I can get the things that I want. What about resting and eating? Why, it's an absolute necessity. We would die without it. What happens? Temporal concerns take first place, and spiritual matters begin to slip into second place. Bible study? Well, if I've got 20 years to live, it's mildly important. I'll read my Bible from time to time. And I'll try to have my Bible class prepared. You know, 20 years, I don't want to wear out my eyes reading that small print. I'll go to some of the services of the church, and I'll let the preacher tell me what to do. You know, that's what the world does. And that's the reason many people in the world don't know much about what God's Word teaches. Prayer? Well, if I prayed once a day for 20 years, I figured this out. That'd be 7,300 prayers. And I love the Lord as much as anybody, but what do I have to say to God that I could pray to God over 7,000 times? Preacher said something about Daniel praying 3 times a day. You know, if I prayed 3 times a day, that'd be over 20,000 prayers. I just don't have that much to say to God. What about worship? Well, there's no need to be so picky there. Just think of all the opportunities that I'll have in 20 years to listen. And imagine how many sermons that would be. Whew. The Lord's Supper. If I partook of the Lord's Supper every week, that'd be 52 times a year. That'd be over 1,000 times in 20 years. What is so important about the death of our Lord that a person needs to partake of the Lord's Supper that many times? What about my giving? Let's just say a fellow grossed $500 a week and he chose to give $50 a week. That'd be $2,600 in a year, $52,000 in 20 years. Doesn't the Bible say something about a man ought not to be a fool about his money? You think I need to give that much? And the thinking could become, well, you know, I don't want people to think that I'm a fanatic when it comes to serving the Lord. You know, I've seen folks like that, and it kind of worries me when folks act like that. What about personal work? Now, that's really not important at all, because that's what we pay the preacher to do. That's his work. Let me ask a question. If you knew you had 20 years to live, I wonder, would you change your priorities very much over what they are right now? Many Christians have their priorities arranged kind of like I just described, as if they're going to live 20 years. We're not in too much of a rush. We're not overly concerned. How do your priorities line up? I know you have fought this, surely, while I've been talking. There's something bad wrong with what we've been doing this morning. Something we cannot legitimately do, and that is we filled in the time. We can't do that. I may be dead by midnight tonight. You may be dead also. The Lord may choose to return before midnight tonight, and then all of us would be gone. I don't have any idea how long my life is going to be extended from this point right here. Let me ask you a question. Are you living your life on the chance that it won't end tonight? And what I mean by that is this. Are you saying in your mind, well, Lord, you know, I intend someday to get involved in the work of the church. Someday. Do you know that someday you'll die? And someday you may die before you make those good intentions known. How do I arrange my priorities in light of the fact that I do not know when I'm going to die? I know I'm going to die, but I don't know when. It is important how we arrange our priorities. It is so important that our eternal destiny depends on how we arrange these. Thus Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." If you're not a Christian, then your priorities are not where they need to be. If you understand what the Lord teaches, if you're willing to repent of your sins, confess Jesus as the Son of God, and be baptized for the remission of your sins, Jesus told His disciples, "Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." Or if you're a Christian and you're out of duty, your priorities are just not what they ought to be, then you need to arrange them properly in a way in which God would be pleased. And if our life ends today, praise God. And if we're out of step with God, and our life ends today or whenever it ends, what a sad day that will be for each of us. Let's make sure that we are serving God, we're prioritizing things in our life in a way which God would be pleased, putting spiritual things first and not allowing the material things of this world to take priority in our life. Let's stand and sing for our